Rutgers webcam spying case enters its third day of testimony today in New Brunswick. Each day, more details emerge about how Darun Ravi, an 18-year-old freshman at the time, spied on his roommate while he was having intimate relations with an older man. The roommate discovered the webcam spying and shortly after jumped to his death from the George Washington Bridge. Nancy Solomon of New Jersey Public Radio is covering the trial and joins us now. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Soterios.
So I understand yesterday the jury heard from Molly Way, who was initially Darun Ravi's co-defendant but pleaded guilty to lesser charges. Tell us about her. Who is she and what's her role in this case?
Well, Molly Way knew Ravi in high school. In fact, they met in middle school. They were friends in high school, and then I guess they weren't friends. She didn't specify, but they must have had some sort of falling out. And then on the first day she moves into her dorm freshman year at Rutgers, she sees the name Darun on the door across the hall and thinks, oh, man, there can't be too many Daruns in the at Rutgers. And in fact, it was this friend from high school, Darun Ravi, and they saw each other and picked up their friendship. And so they were friends. They lived across the hall, but she downplayed their friendship and said they weren't that close. And then, of course, she becomes central in the case because it's her room that he goes to when Tyler Clemente asks him for privacy, for him to leave the room for the evening. Tyler has a man come over to see him, and Darun goes across the hall to Molly Way's computer, and there they log into his video chat and use his webcam, and they see the two of them kissing.
Way is testifying for the prosecution as part of her plea deal. What was the strategy during cross-examination by Ravi's defense attorney?
Well, he spent a lot of time talking to her about what they were feeling, what they were thinking, and what kind of conversations Way had had with Ravi before the event, during the event, after the event. So he asked her, you know, did Ravi like his roommate, or did he? And she said that he did, that they had nothing in common, they didn't hang out, but that he liked him okay. He asked her, did he hate him? And she said, no. Did he talk a lot about the fact that he suspected he was gay? No. He mentioned it, but it wasn't a big deal. So, this is a key part of the defense.
What were some of the details that Way gave about that night that Darun went to her room and they basically spied on Clemente?
Well, she talked about how Ravi had set up his webcam or his video chat program to automatically accept anyone who contacted him. So normally, if someone wants to have a video chat with you, you get, you know, a request and you turn it on. Yes, I want to talk to that person. It's like picking up the phone. He set it up to automatically accept. So the two of them, he showed her how he could go in and turn on his webcam in whichever way his computer was pointing, and they went to great detail to show that it was pointing, it's a tiny room, and it was pointing right across at Clemente's side of the room. They turned it on. They saw Clemente with this older man that is still unidentified, and they were standing up kissing, and she said they immediately turned it off, that they were shocked, that they first said, oh, we can't tell anyone we did this, and that they knew it was wrong. And then soon after, Ravi starts, he tweets it, and he starts instant messaging with friends, and a group of friends get invited, a group of girls, mostly a couple boys, get invited back to the room, and the webcam gets turned on again to show them.
And Nancy, I guess, do you have any sense of how it's going, this case? I guess not so well for the prosecution so far after 2 days of testimony?
Yeah, that's my sense of it. I mean, you know, obviously it comes down to the jury, but the prosecution is putting on their case right now, and it's all of their witnesses who, one after the other, have said under defense cross-examination that they weren't that interested in the fact that Clemente was gay, that it wasn't that big of a deal, that it was a man, that what was, one kid used the word scandalous, that he was so much older, and the way that he looked, that he was shabby looking. So, and And so these are the kinds of things they talked about. And one after another, they've said that Ravi was not homophobic, and that's a key part of this case. Was he biased? Because that's the charge that carries the stiffest sentence.
All right. Thank you so much, Nancy.
You're welcome.
New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon, managing editor there, will continue to get updates from her on the Rutgers webcam spying trial.